Reflexive pronouns. Imagine you are looking in a mirror. What do you see? Who do you see? I see myself. When you use the words yourself or myself, you are using reflexive pronouns. To understand what a reflexive pronoun is, we have to review the basic parts of a sentence. All sentences must have a subject and a verb. Many also have an object. The subject is the person, place, or thing doing an action. The verb is the action that is being done. The object is the person, place, or thing being acted upon. Doug wants ice cream. In this sentence, Doug is the subject. Wants is the verb. Ice cream is the object. The ice cream is the thing that is wanted. Reflexive pronouns are types of objects. A reflexive pronoun refers back to the subject of the sentence or clause. They are used when an object is the same as the subject. Another way of saying this is that the object reflects the subject. Imagine the mirror again. When you see your reflection, what do you see? You see yourself. The following table breaks this sentence into its parts. Subject, you. Verb, see. Object, you. Because the subject and object are the same, a reflexive pronoun is used. The object is written as yourself. You see yourself. Other reflexive pronouns. There are more reflexive pronouns than just yourself and myself. For example, himself and herself are reflexive pronouns. All of these words are formed by adding the suffix self, singular, or selves, plural, to a base. The following chart shows all of the reflexive pronouns. Subject, reflexive pronoun. Example, I, myself. I see myself. You, singular. Yourself. You see yourself. He, himself. He sees himself. She, herself. She sees herself. It, itself. It sees itself. You all, plural, yourselves. You see yourselves. We, ourselves. We see ourselves. They, themselves. They see themselves.